What if the most effective leaders aren't the ones commanding attention, but the ones quietly observing from the sidelines? When Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella credits his introverted nature as central to his leadership transformation, we're witnessing a profound shift in how we understand authority. For decades, we've celebrated the charismatic extrovert, the room-working, handshake-giving, spotlight-seeking executive. But research reveals a surprising truth. Introverted leaders often outperform their louder counterparts, particularly when leading proactive teams. They listen more carefully, support employee initiative more genuinely, and feel less threatened by others' brilliance. This isn't about overcoming a weakness. It's about recognizing a different kind of strength entirely. Introverts possess natural advantages that make them remarkably effective leaders, though these strengths often go unrecognized in extrovert-favoring cultures. The distinction between introversion and shyness is crucial here. Shyness stems from social anxiety, while introversion is simply about energy management. Introverts draw power from within and require quiet time to recharge after social interaction. This isn't a character flaw. It's a different operating system that brings valuable perspectives to complex challenges. When introverted leaders identify their core strengths, they consistently mention deep observation, attentive listening, thoughtful communication, calm presence, and resilience. These qualities create a leadership style particularly suited to today's business environment. In a business world that increasingly values careful analysis over quick decisions, the introvert's natural tendencies aren't just acceptable, they're essential. With 40 to 60% of the workforce identifying as introverted, organizations increasingly recognize the value of reflective thinking for creativity and innovation. Forward-thinking companies now balance collaboration zones with quiet areas for deep work, acknowledging that different situations demand different approaches. Yet deep-rooted biases create six recurring challenges. People exhaustion ranks first. Over 90% of introverts report this issue. While introverts genuinely enjoy people, their outward energy depletes quickly during high-volume interactions. One manager captured this. "I would rather stay home with a bad book I've already read than face one of those awful cocktail receptions." The frenetic workplace pace pressures quick decisions when introverts prefer reflecting thoroughly. Interruptions compound this. When introverts pause to think, extroverts often assume they've finished and jump in. Ideas get passed over by more aggressive colleagues. The pressure to self-promote creates another challenge. An extrovert might easily sell themselves in a favorable light, but I keep waiting for that phone call, one senior leader admitted. The four P's, process, preparation, presence, push, and practice, provides introverted leaders with a practical framework built on research with thousands of successful quiet executives. This isn't about becoming an extrovert, it's about enhancing people skills while honoring your natural temperament. Preparation plays to the introvert's natural strengths. Write thoughtful questions before meetings. Research job candidates before interviews. Study client backgrounds before sales meetings. Carolyn, a digital media leader, prepares extensive notes with specific phrases before presentations. Martin, an IT leader, studied seating charts to identify key prospects at networking events. This advanced work transforms anxiety into readiness. Presence means being fully engaged with people rather than preoccupied with past or future concerns. Look up from your laptop when addressed. Make keen observations in meetings. Adapt presentations when audiences aren't responsive. Jose experienced presence's power when a COO gave him complete attention despite his junior status, demonstrating how this quality creates meaningful connections regardless of hierarchy. Push takes you outside your comfort zone, attending professional events when you'd rather stay home, initiating conversations with strangers, or requesting that overdue raise. Like learning to swim, you start in the shallow end before attempting the deep dive. Practice involves seizing opportunities to develop new behaviors. Even virtuosos must practice continually to excel at skills like conversational icebreakers, meeting facilitation, and storytelling. Introverted leaders excel by listening carefully, supporting employee initiative, and gathering diverse perspectives before forming vision. Self-awareness is fundamental. Tony Hsieh of Zappos credits it with his continued growth, while Doug Conant found that disclosing his introversion helped people adapt to his style and foster deeper connections. When building teams, avoid recruiting bias by creating comfortable interview environments, scheduling adequate time for thoughtful responses, and using strategic phrases to manage overly talkative candidates. Understanding each team member's working style matters enormously. For introverts, provide preparation time rather than demanding immediate responses. Chuck, a project manager, creates clear requests with reasonable timeframes, then steps away to let introverted managers process information. Design workspaces with both collaborative and private areas, optimized lighting and sound levels, and remote work options. Management by walking around builds trust when done thoughtfully. Bob, an introverted HR manager, applied this during a merger by meeting individually with each affected employee, earning gratitude even from departing staff. GM CEO Mary Barra demonstrated quiet assertiveness as a young engineer when she calmly but directly addressed inappropriate behavior. Your effectiveness isn't measured in decibels. Introverts can become powerful presenters through deliberate practice. Warren Buffett, Beyonce, Bill Gates, and Susan Cain mastered public speaking despite their introverted nature. Presentation skills aren't correlated with extroversion. They're learnable abilities where introverts excel through the 4 P's process. Preparation is your natural advantage. Write your speech like crafting a film script. Clarify your purpose, inform, persuade, educate, or motivate, and ensure logical flow with examples and stories. Create a production schedule working backward from presentation day, scheduling milestones for rehearsals, slides, scripting, and material gathering. Stories powerfully convey your message. Look for personal experiences, especially when something went wrong. Keep PowerPoint simple, remain the focus, and use graphs for numbers. Mental and physical preparation is equally crucial. Replace negative self-talk with affirmations. I have a valuable message. I am prepared. I don't have to be perfect. Practice deep breathing to reduce anxiety and visualize success to prime your brain positively. Connect authentically during presentations. Make eye contact with individuals. Others feel engaged through this eavesdropping effect. Use strategic pauses before key points to build anticipation and after important information for processing. Amy Cuddy's power poses research shows taking up space physically increases feelings of control. Find your edge by stepping outside your comfort zone, then practice consistently. Seek everyday opportunities, recap training sessions, report on conferences, present project updates, or volunteer for community events. Strategic preparation transforms meetings into influence opportunities. Request agendas beforehand, arrive early, and choose visible seating. Advocate for ground rules preventing interruptions. Try brainwriting. Participants write solutions, then pass sheets for others to build upon, producing stronger contributions from everyone. Use the first 5 minutes rule. Contribute early when speaking feels easier. Even simple comments establish presence. On conference calls, stand while speaking to open your diaphragm for a stronger voice. Virtual meetings favor introverts through chat functions, reduced face-to-face pressure, and slower pacing. Networking happens in informal settings where decisions are made. Introverts excel through focused listening. Clarify your goals, building relationships, learning from leaders, attracting clients, or finding opportunities. Ask open-ended questions like, what brings you here? Or what's most interesting about your work? Social media provides ideal networking environments for thoughtful responses. The crucial step isn't meeting people, it's following up, using your reflection strengths to plan meaningful connections. The journey to introverted leadership excellence is ongoing. Through the 4 P's process, leaders like Raj overcome anxiety through preparation. Nonprofit CEO Lori Nichols builds trust through presence, and Heather Schultz tests limits by connecting with industry leaders. Rosanna secured approval for multiple leadership training programs by preparing detailed business cases and strategic timing, leading to promotions and lasting impact. Quiet influencers leverage natural strengths, preparation, engaged listening, focused conversations, thoughtful writing, and strategic social media use. Doug Conant, former CEO of Campbell Soup Company, demonstrates this through authentic behavior and trust building. Balance matters, though. Overpreparation creates anxiety. Excessive presence exhausts. Pushing too hard leads to burnout. Your quiet strength isn't something to overcome, it's something to cultivate. Your thoughtful pauses aren't hesitation, they're wisdom gathering. Your preference for listening isn't passivity, it's strategic intelligence. Your need for solitude isn't antisocial, it's how you recharge to lead with clarity. The corner office doesn't belong only to the loudest voice, it belongs to the most effective one. And that voice might just be yours, speaking softly but carrying undeniable authority.